Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. It's a
Hello.
truly early one for us today.
It is an early one because it's a weekday and not a Sunday morning like we usually do.
Yeah, this almost feels like we're doing a job
It
now.
does. Yeah, welcome to this Tuesday morning meeting. Good morning,
Good
everyone.
morning. We have
Hello.
our podcast mugs. I'm
We
even wearing my
do.
podcast jumper.
Oh, that's very on brand.
It's not actually that early. It's just earlier
It's
than
not.
we would
Yeah,
normally
it's
record.
8:10, so it's like normal
Anyway,
work day.
we're here for another episode of
Scientists Who Read the podcast.
I'm Mags.
I'm Jen.
And today we are talking about our August book.
Yeah, I can't believe we made it to August. I keep thinking this was like June.
Well, you were a month behind in the last
I
two
was,
episodes.
yeah.
We've just done so many books in June.
Yeah, we clearly just read so many.
I was looking through the list on my drive today, and I was like, we're on month eight. That's quite good. Like,
Yeah, I think we've done well. I didn't think we'd get this far by the end of the year, I'm not gonna lie.
no, I'm quite impressed, and I mean, it's still early December. We've just released our July book episode. And yeah, we're still stuck to releasing an episode every week. So
Smashed
we're
it.
recording this on the Tuesday, and it's meant to come out on Sunday, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think this is the most real-time
Yes,
episode so far.
you're right.
Like
It's
the first few were recorded like months in
months in
advance, and now
advance,
it's
yeah.
like a few days.
Although I did edit the last one, well, I did finished editing the last one the day before it came out.
That's because we rambled too much.
Yeah, it was very long recording, and it still ended up being a relatively long episode, but I'm keeping an eye on the clock today. Although ramble's a part of it, so it's fine.
Yeah, apparently people like the ramble.
I know.
Don't tell us you like the rambles, because we'll just keep rambling.
Yeah.
What was our August? What was our August book?
You remembered the month. That's a good
I
start.
remembered the month. Good
So
start.
our August theme was Thrilling
Yes.
Summer. And we read We Were Never Here by Andrea Barthes. Yeah, so the theme was like sort of summer slash holiday thrillers.
A great theme for you because you love a
Yes,
thriller.
I love a thriller. I love a holiday themed thriller, actually.
So this was just a pure theme for your benefit, Max.
I guess
You were like, you know what? This
partially.
is what I want to read this month.
Kind of. You know what's funny though is like that I never try really to make a theme that's gonna get me to read books that I would always read anyway. I mean, obviously I have the luxury of picking a lot of the themes myself. So I don't really want to be too, this is what I want to read. Like that's not what the book club is for. But considering like thrillers, I love a lot of books, but it's probably the one genre I would pick as my favorite, like thrillers and mysteries and stuff. But we've rarely read thrillers.
No, and even if we have, the theme hasn't been thriller.
That's true.
Like, didn't we read like Cozy November and
Oh, it
it
was
was
the
like
hunting
a murder
party.
mystery?
Yeah.
Super cozy. Have we read any other thrillers?
We probably have, but I mean, our first ever book was a thriller, which was The Perfect Wife by J.P. Delaney.
I think that's the only one I missed.
Oh, well, you're
Like
gonna need to
that's
read it at some point.
the only one that I wasn't in the book club for. I mean, I'm not gonna pretend that I've read every other book since, but that's the only one that I
Oh,
wasn't in the book club for, I think.
yeah, because that was
Maybe.
before you joined, or
Maybe
like.
one or two. The first book I was here for and that I read was The Keeper of Lost Things.
Oh, yeah, that was May that year, I think.
Maybe. Oh, so there's two. two that I missed. Anyway, we're rambling.
There's
Off
only two.
topic.
Well, kind of on topic. I mean, it's books. I think that's how we justified it in the last episode. We were like,
We're
well,
scientists and we're talking about books.
we're allowed to talk about science and books as much as we want, whether it's on topic
That's
or
very
not.
true.
That them are the
That's very
rules.
true. Them's the rules.
But yeah, I don't think I can only think of The Perfect Wife and The Hunting Party.
Yeah, that are like your classical thrillers.
Yeah. Someone's gonna correct me and remind me there's something else, but
'Cause I suppose we've read like there's others that I would put as like a sub-genre, like Dracula, like because we read Dracula,
yeah, I mean, I guess Ninth House is thrillery as well.
Ninth House, apparently the Goldfinch.
I mean,
I'd
I
say the
guess
Secret
The
History is
Secret
more of a
History
thriller than
is
the
more,
Goldfinch.
is def, yeah. That one probably is a category in that category too.
Yeah,
But
and we read the true crime one, American
yes,
Sherlock,
true, yeah.
which again isn't a thriller, but
It's sort
like
of
a
adjacent.
non-fiction thriller. Yeah, thriller adjacent. Oh, this is on topic, but my December book's going to be delivered today.
Oh, perfect.
I think, because that normally says your parcel from Waterstones is due to be delivered, doesn't it?
It doesn't always. Mine's been
Does it
saying
not
like
always?
book hub or something like that.
Okay, that's good because this is the book club and I'm like, oh God, what have I been buying now?
No, it says that sometimes.
Okay, good.
But that's
Oh,
exciting.
that's exciting. And I think with that purchase I've got my £10 voucher
Ooh,
stamps.
nice.
Have I? Yeah.
Stamps. I need to check my stamps actually. I should have quite a lot because I bought
I
it
know because
with double
you
stamp.
save loads of up as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Whereas I have no restraint, and as soon as I get that next time I go to Waterstones, I'll be like, ha, free book.
Okay, so we've not read many thrillers.
Yeah, we
But we
haven't read
did
many
read
thrillers.
one in August.
We did. We read We Were Never Here, which was okay.
Yeah, I think quite a few people read it who don't normally read thrillers.
I mean, to be fair,
You do read thrillers.
I read quite a lot of thrillers.
You've
Not
probably
tons,
read
but
more thrillers than me recently because
that's
I've not read much.
but yeah, a lot of people who don't normally read.
And I think quite a few of them did enjoy it and were like, and specifically, like, I remember people saying, oh, I enjoy this. I'm going to try reading more thrillers, which I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about the book club, right?
Yeah.
Like people read stuff and they're like, "Oh, I'm going to read more of this."
Yeah, exactly.
I was just been getting the reading list up
Oh,
from Patreon
yes.
so I can see what other suggestions there were. There's quite a lot.
Yeah, 'cause that's actually something that I found interesting. Now, I can't remember what the options were for that vote. So this one isn't like as sort of summer or holiday themed as some of the other ones that were on the list. I'm personally quite happy that this one won just because I hadn't read it before.
Yeah, were there quite a few on the list that you'd already read?
Yeah, there was definitely a lot on the list from the vote.
Do you just have them listed? Because I'm scrolling right
Yeah,
back
I've got,
in the
yeah, don't
announcement.
worry, I've got a
Oh,
spreadsheet.
wait. Oh, no, I found it. So there was The Last House Guest by Megan Miranda, We Were Never Here, This Summer's Secret by Emily Barr, and The Survivors by Jane Harper.
I hadn't read any of the ones that were on there, actually.
There was once again many Agatha Christies.
It was. Which I didn't realise there were that many Agatha Christie, like, summer-themed ones.
Suppose the two that have quite a few people suggested are Death on the Nile and Evil Under the Sun.
It's interesting, because I don't think I would class Agatha Christie as a thriller.
Yeah, some of them are, I think.
Yeah, you're right. I guess some more
I
than
think
others.
it depends on what the plot of the like wh how the murder has come about,
Yeah, true.
or like my I think Murder on the Orient Express. I remember the first time I read it,
Yeah.
and I was genuinely a bit like, on edge. And then there were none. That's definitely a thriller. That's super creepy. But maybe some of the others are more just mystery, like a murder mystery that isn't quite a thriller.
Yeah, because I was saying that, and then I was like, what actually is the difference? Because I have a difference, like, I don't know, in my head, but
Yeah, I do.
and this makes sense, because like a thriller doesn't necessarily have to have a murder in it.
No.
But I think the main difference is that, like, for a thriller, most of the time is spent on suspense, dread, and the fear of your future crime, instead of one
Yes.
that's already happened.
Yeah.
And like, I guess even with our August book, there is murder that has already happened,
There is.
but there is a lot of suspense and dread. Before we start our discussion of We Were Never Here, we wanted to give you a quick content warning to let you know we will be talking about themes such as murder, sexual assault, toxic friendships, emotional abuse, gaslighting, and car accidents.
I don't know what I expected from the August book. I don't know. It didn't keep me as on edge as other like thrillers.
The one thing I would say is that, like, for me personally, and that this is again, like, I mean, we've said it, we've prefaced this before when we were talking about romance books. I'll preface it differently this time, talking about thrillers, because I do definitely think, as you know, evidenced by people saying they enjoyed it and want to read more thrillers, I think this is probably a very good thriller if you haven't read many before. To me,
Yeah.
I found it a little bit linear and a little bit predictable.
Yes, I thought it was quite predictable.
And we've talked about, at least in conversations, probably on the podcast, can't tell the two apart, in terms of the different points of view slash different timelines in thrillers specifically, but also in other books. And now this book doesn't have that. And I don't think, I couldn't name many books, many thrillers that are like that. Because you usually either have, I mean, sometimes you have both, but you usually either have different points of view, i.e., different protagonists, or different timelines, or both.
Yeah, I like ones where you get the point of view of the murderer, but you don't know who the murderer is.
Yeah,
I
that's
really
always a good
like ones
one.
like that. That's something that Steve Cavanagh does really well.
I was going to say it's like that in some of the Eddie Flynn books, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
they are brilliant because you're reading and you're like, oh, I know who it is because of something the murderer said. But then the next murderer chapter, you're like, oh no, but that's someone else. So good.
It adds that extra layer of, like, you should be able to figure out, but you can't.
Really, it's like it's clever managing. Like being able to write from the perspective of the murderer without us
Without
figuring
giving it
out
away,
from,
yeah.
yeah, without completely giving it away. It's very
Yeah.
good. That would have been good. It would have been better, I think, in this book if they had something like that.
Yeah. And I could have also seen, like, a different, like, I don't know, like, flashbacks and stuff a little bit more, maybe, because
Yeah, there were some
there
flashbacks, right?
were, yeah, I can't remember whether they were like proper flashbacks or whether they were just the main character
Like
remembering,
remembering, yeah.
because that is always a little bit unreliable, which again could be used as a tool, right?
True.
And that is kind of part of what happens in this
Unreliable narrator.
story.
It is, yeah.
Not that she's an unreliable narrator, but that it makes you question things.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think if we're gonna, we'll quickly summarize what the book is about in case you've not read it and you'd like
Yes.
to read it before we continue chatting about it. But it's basically, it starts on a trip, which is the other thing, that it isn't as heavily summer slash holiday themed, really, as the theme would ask for, I
Yeah.
guess. But it's hard to know that before reading it.
Yeah, because I thought, I think I was under the impression that it would be a bit more, like from the blurb, I
Yeah.
thought it would be a bit more of while they were on holiday.
Yeah, so it's actually only really set there at the beginning. Things happen there and things that happened previously. And there's sort of like a, how do you describe a thriller without spoiling anything?
I'm
Make
trying to see.
it
Can we get
happen.
the blurb? Wait, I've got the book here. Hang on. Ah, there it is. Oh, I've just remembered as well that I've not had my Advent chocolates.
Oh.
What a treat. Okay, so Emily is on holiday with her best friend Kristen in the sunny mountains of Chile. They are having the time of their lives until, on the last night of the trip, Emily enters their hotel suite to find it covered in blood.
Okay, so
Kristen
we do know
claimed.
that.
Yeah, Kristen claims a backpacker attacked her. She shouted, but no one heard. She struggled, but he was too strong. She had no option but to kill him. And with no evidence of the assault, Emily must help her hide the body.
Yes.
Back home, Emily tries to forget what happened, but a surprise visit from Kristen forces her to confront the events of that night. With them both guilty of burying the truth, Emily must ask herself, can she really trust her closest friend?
No.
Da, da, da.
Blurbs are
There you go.
interesting, aren't they? Because I feel like they
Yes.
sometimes give, like I've spoken to some people before who said they don't read blurbs because they either sometimes give you a false impression or they give quite a lot away. Like
Yeah, I agree.
it's hard though. It's hard to like what do you go off of if you don't have a blurb?
You judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
I suppose it depends, doesn't it? It depends if you've read the author before, you might just blindly read.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
Like I pre-ordered the new Leigh Bardugo book
Yes, me
that's
too.
coming out next year. Couldn't tell you what it's going to be about. Or genres, you might just see, oh, that's a thriller and I like the cover. I'm going to read that.
I don't think I could do that.
I read Lessons in Chemistry blindly.
Did you? I thought you read it. Despite thinking you wouldn't like it.
Well, I didn't read it because it was a romance. And I'm sure I didn't, and that was because I hadn't read the blurb. And I just assumed that I had didn't wasn't gonna like it. And I can't remember, maybe I did read the blurb.
I don't know how much it says in the blurb, to be fair, because some of them, like certain blurbs are a bit more vague than others, but
And I feel that blurbs, especially hardback blurbs, are absolute nonsense nowadays.
Yeah.
Because the back, where the blurb is supposed to be, is just reviews.
Yeah, well, it's on the inner
It's on the
flap
inner thing, but
normally.
sometimes it's really like short. And I'm
Yeah.
just like, no, give us a proper blurb.
It must be quite hard writing blurbs, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
To do it in a way where you attract people, but you don't give too much away and don't give a false impression either.
Yeah, it must be quite difficult.
It's similar to like movie trailers, actually. I've thought that before, where it's
Yeah.
worse with movie trailers, actually, because I feel like they often give quite a lot away.
They do, or clever editing makes you think one moment's going to be massive and then it's like
Yeah.
half a second in the film.
It's what they do with the previews for Bake Off as well, where they make you think that like something terrible is gonna happen and it actually
When they all
doesn't.
go, and it's like someone almost dropped something.
Yeah. Yeah, like you cut it at the moment where it then doesn't fall on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I suppose it's a similar kind of thing.
So anyway, with this book,
Yeah, so we know that there has been a
I
murder.
didn't need to be quite as vague.
You didn't need to be quite as vague. Things happen. Woo!
And then more things happen.
That is just every book.
Yes. But yeah, so this murder in self-defense happens relatively early on in the book. And then it basically is about that dynamic between the two friends and how they deal with what's happened.
Yes.
And then we'll probably put some spoilers here, right?
Yes, spoiler alert, siren. Okay, so spoilery time.
Yeah.
I'm having to read a summary because I can't remember who, like, what actually happened at the end.
Oh, the end is wild.
The end was really weird. I do remember that.
The end is a bit strange. I do agree. It feels like because it has to kind of come to some sort of a finale, that like a bit too much happens at the end.
Yes, it was very chaotic.
Yeah.
And just, I think that's why I don't remember, because there was just too much going on.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing, and actually like probably the main theme, is that Kristen is very manipulative.
Yeah, so are we kind of led to believe that Kristen's just like a proper murderer? Are we led to believe that, kind of?
Yeah. I think we it's strange because actually there is at least part of the story, which I remember was a big thing we talked about in the discussion, actually, because like basically everyone who's listening now knows that, yeah, like Kristen kind of killed these people on purpose,
Yes.
and we'll, you know, I'm sure we'll touch on parts of that, but I think there is a part of like especially what happened in her past, because there is we find out about her friend and the fire that killed her parents, I think both of her
Yes.
parents, and we're kind of there is a suggestion that she was responsible for those things also,
Yes.
but it isn't actually.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you think it is, kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's not revealed whether that is true. And
No.
that where the sort of that's where the sort of unreliable slash well she's not unreliable, she just also doesn't know.
Yeah.
Emily and narrator sort of figure stuff out about Kristen when she finally begins to realize that she's manipulative to, you know, to no fault of her own. She's being gaslit and been manipulated and stuff.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really know definitively what the truth is, because by the end, Kristen d dies
She does.
in that final showdown situation.
Yes, it was very dramatic.
It was.
Yeah, so because what I the vibe I kind of got was that the author was leading us to kind of believe, like, be really suspicious of Kristen and think that she's an actual like serial killer.
Yeah.
But then you kind of think, oh, maybe she's not. I think that's the red herring that they try and
Yeah.
put into the book.
Yeah, 'cause you go down a path of basically to begin with, we think, well, or at least we're, the facts point us towards there were two murders, so the one that happens at the start of the book and one that happened the year before when they were in Cambodia. In the first instance, someone attacks Emily,
Yeah.
but then Kristen comes to her defense, basically. They hide that body.
Yeah.
The second one, Kristen gets attacked and kills the person. In both instances, she's the one who kills the person, supposedly in self-defense in both cases. I say supposedly because in the first instance we're pretty sure that that's what happens. But then again, there is that sort of manipulative thing going on where at one point Kristen tries to make Emily believe that she actually killed the first guy.
Yes.
At which point the whole narrator thing comes in where we're like as the reader,
Yeah.
And Emily's like, wait, is that actually what happened? And then you're
Mm-hmm.
like, no, obviously that's not what happened. Like,
Yes, but do we know that that's not what happened?
we don't.
Because in the summary that I'm reading, it says at the end, Emily realizes that while Kristen killed Paolo, who is the second guy,
Yeah.
she herself killed Sebastian, which is the first guy. But is that because she's been manipulated into thinking that, or is it the truth?
That's the thing that I think is sort of left open, isn't it? Like,
You know what I think would have been a really good ending is just a complete U-turn and realizing that Emily's the one that's like a serial killer and she's managed to get away.
That is what I kind of expected to
Yeah,
happen.
that she's managed to get away with it all and she is just pure evil.
In either scenario, right? Because if we're going off of what we're being told and we don't know, like we said, we don't know any other point of views really.
Yeah.
Both of these, well, the first one, the guy was assaulting Emily or trying to attack
Yeah.
her. So even if it is true that she killed him, well, it was in self-defense,
Oh
right?
yeah, that's
So
fine.
she wouldn't.
That one's morally justified murder.
I kind of half thought that the plot twist might be that the narrator turns out to be the bad one, but
That would have been really good.
it would have been good. It would have been hard, I think, to twist it so that, because Kristen was
Yes.
just horrible, to be honest. Like, she
It
was a
was,
really bad
yes.
friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The whole kind of dynamic would have had to be different to be able
Yeah.
to get away with that being the plot twist, but I
It would have
think it
been
would have
good.
been really good. Kind of like, you know, the last scene of Psycho where Norman Bates looks up at the camera and he does the really creepy smile and you realize that would have been really, really good. I think I would have liked Emily better.
Yeah, because that's another thing, isn't it? I don't know how, I don't think we've actually in detail spoken about this book before.
No, we've not.
I didn't find either of the characters likable. There are other characters
No.
in it, and I think Aaron is actually my favourite,
Yes.
who is
Yes,
Emily's
Aaron's sweet.
boyfriend.
Yeah.
But they only start dating like at the start of the book,
Yeah, I
which
suppose
he goes through a lot.
that's like the subplot, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
That she's going on a first, like getting into the first relationship since she was assaulted.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a, but yeah, I didn't particularly like either of them. And it raises the question of two people are dead and they've just gone about their lives.
Well, I think to be fair, we do get a lot of the. Obviously, we don't know anything from the point of view of Kristen, but Emily tells
Yeah.
us at the beginning that after the first instance happens, she goes through a lot and she struggles massively, and it's Kristen who's there for her. And like,
Yeah.
because Kristen lives in Australia, Emily lives in the US at the beginning, and you know, Kristen calls her all the time, checks in on her and stuff. So it does feel genuinely like Emily does struggle with it, and a lot of what we get
Yeah.
from her as well is in this as well is her struggling with. There are instances where she just wants to tell people and she just wants to get it out there, but she knows she's gonna get Kristen and herself in trouble, to the point where
Yeah.
like there's multiple occasions where Kristen basically like threatens her and tells her, you know, you can't tell anyone
Yeah.
because, you know, don't you remember you actually killed that guy and all that sort of stuff. So it's quite, I think she does have a moral compass.
Think it raises the question of how much you're willing to lie
Yeah.
slash not tell for your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But I don't think I could hold it together.
No. I don't
I
think
do
I
not
could.
think I could just go about my daily life.
No.
Which
I
is a
mean,
good, it's a good thing, you know.
yeah, I think so.
It's
Means
very
you're less
good that I
likely to
don't
do
think,
anything like that, but.
yeah, but not even enough, like, because obviously Emily, the fact that no one can, like, no one knows,
Yeah.
means that she has done a pretty good job at pretending nothing has happened.
Yeah, true. Yeah. No one
Yeah.
realizes that there's anything wrong with her.
And
But yeah.
again, I don't think I could do that.
Their dynamic is almost what makes it such a thriller. Like, it's very, very
Yeah.
uncomfortable.
It is, yeah.
Like, there's like parts where, like, I think we were talking about this in the book discussion, where, like, I think a lot of us were a bit harsh, to be honest, on Emily being like, oh, you should have realized earlier and stuff. But, it's hard, it's easy to say that when you're on
Yeah.
the outside, and they've been
Yeah.
friends for a while, and Emily always has that sort of pattern of her like feeling like she owes Kristen, but I do think Kristen uses that against her massively.
Yeah. And I think in general, just in the real world, it's not always easy, as easy as, again, you say, like, looking at it from the outside to recognize when someone's treating you like that.
Yeah, that's very
And
true.
it's only, like, at the end where you realize what, like, you've kind of been gaslighting yourself almost, convincing yourself that it's normal, that it's okay, that this is just what best friends do. And
Yeah.
just a PSA, don't cover up your friend's murder.
No. And if your friend tries to get you to do that, by, telling you the awful things that are gonna happen, if then not a good friend. And she also like she also has a pattern of trying to like separate her from other people and things like that. Like,
She does, from like potential relationships and things.
yeah.
She's possessive, isn't she? Kristen is just very possessive over
She
Emily.
is, yeah. She's very controlling, very possessive. Like, there was one what I was gonna say about what we said in the discussion, a massive red flag for me. When she just turns up at her house when Emily thinks she's in Australia and she just turns up with no warning, basically, I think because she's worried that Emily's gonna tell someone.
Yeah.
And she's just like, right, I'm back now.
Yeah.
Turns up at her house. Nuh-uh. I'm immediately suspicious if anyone just randomly turns up at my house. Who's meant to be in Australia, by the way?
Yeah,
Not
that's,
someone who lives down the road. Like,
yeah, like, I wouldn't mind if you just turn up at my house without warning.
yeah, I
I
might
would
do.
mind if our Australian friend turned up at my house
I'd
without
be like, what's happened, Sarah?
warning. Why are you here?
The things that have happened leading up to it makes it so
Yes, that's what makes it concerning.
terrifying, yeah.
Because what we've not mentioned is that the Paolo's body has been discovered.
Yes, true.
And the
So they're
police are on
searching.
them, and it turns out that he's the son of, like, rich American people.
Yes, true.
So that's what makes it a thriller as well, I think, because you're like, the suspense of, are they gonna figure it out? Because that's what adds to the, that's why I think Emily starts stressing out, and why Kristen comes back over, because
Yeah, that's true. Because there's more
the,
like urgency, I guess.
yeah, because with the first guy, didn't they, like, chuck his body over a waterfall or something like that?
Yeah, some in into yeah, into some water,
So his,
definitely. I don't think that was ever found, was it?
that was never found. So with this one,
I mean, they did a very bad job of disposing of that second body, to be fair.
they did. I like how they were like, oh no, there's no waterfall around here.
We should have planned this better. Oh
Like,
wait, we
plan
didn't
your
plan
murder
to
better
murder.
then.
We didn't mean to murder
Yeah. We'll just have to deal with what we've got.
Bury him in a shallow grave where It's because it's washed away and stuff.
They've clearly not read enough murder mysteries
No.
or watched enough crime dramas on TV. Everyone knows you stab them with an icicle and then feed them to pigs. The perfect crime.
Oh,
No
poor
murder
pigs.
weapon because the icicle melts and the pigs eat everything.
Oh, there's another really awful bit of the book, which is awful, not crime or anything like that wise. But when Kristen plans her birthday surprise drink
Oh, yes.
and just hijacks her entire birthday, like, as someone who needs plans and doesn't really like surprises, and definitely not if my plans are sort of destroyed.
Yeah.
That was hard to read,
Yeah,
actually.
that was a major red flag.
Such a big red flag. Like, because I was thinking about it, like, because so Kristen basically like does like a whole sort of birthday treasure hunt for Emily,
That's cool. I like
and at the
that.
end, yeah, the treasure hunt, and it's like they always, it says as well in the book that they always used to do like these little like riddle game things because they're both into
Yeah.
that. So the treasure hunt is cool, but then at the end she just decides to like overwrite all the plans she had for her birthday when she just wanted to do like a quiet meal with Aaron. And she's like, right, I'm gonna take you away to the creepiest cabin in the world
Yeah.
as a lovely
Oh,
fancy getaway.
yeah, I forgot
And I've
about that.
told
And
Aaron that you're not coming. Like,
they're like, we're not having our phones
oh yeah.
on.
Oh yeah, by the
We
way, we
can't
never.
switch our phones on or anything. That was when you were like suspicious that Kristen was the mer
Yeah.
like.
And also when Emily does get suspicious, to be
Yeah.
fair.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Even if there was no covering up a murder involved. I would get suspicious if
Yeah, me
someone did
too.
that.
It's like, oh, there's. Because the phone thing, you're right. I'd totally forgotten about that. But there is Wi-Fi at the cabin, but she just decides to turn it off because she's like, oh, you need
Yes.
to get away and stuff. It's not like, oh, we're in a remote area. Sorry, there's no signal, but it's lovely. It's like, there
Yeah,
is Wi-Fi,
it's
but
like
I'm
there
choosing
is.
to turn it off.
We're specifically not going to use it. She doesn't want them to track the police to like track their phones or something.
I think it's because she was worried that Emily was going to tell people, so she just wanted to get her away, right?
Oh, yeah. And like she didn't want Emily keeping track of the news.
Oh, yeah, true. That's
Because
right.
this was when it was all coming out that the body had been discovered and
And
stuff.
doesn't she then get a really suspicious email from Kristen's grandma or something?
Yeah. And that's when she goes on this discovery of like Kristen's past. And we're
Yeah.
very suspicious as the reader, obviously, because it's from Emily's point of view.
Yeah.
We're very suspicious of Kristen.
Incredibly so by this point.
And
Like,
rightly so, I
yes.
think.
Do we also work out that, like, she basically made her breakup with her previous partner over nothing? I think there was one, like,
Oh,
abusive relationship that she gets her out of, but there was one where basically nothing really happens and Kristen is like, oh, you need to break up with him, he's absolutely
Yeah,
horrible, for
because
like,
she's just super possessive.
yeah. And I think Emily goes back and tries to find those texts or something, and she reads them back and
Yeah.
she's like, wait, what, why
What
did
the
I
hell?
break up with
Yeah.
him? Like,
Yeah.
he just, like, I think it was like he wanted to see her or did, like, or didn't or something like that, and she was like,
Yeah.
it's wild.
I think based on that, I do believe that the first relationship was abusive because I think it makes more sense that you would believe
That's true. Yeah, you
what
would
someone
trust
else
that
is
the
telling
person
you the
helped
next
you.
time because I think the problem is that you don't trust your own thoughts
Yeah.
because if you've
If you've been
convinced
manipulated
yourself,
before and stuff.
yeah, and if you kind of look back and think, I thought this was normal, and it turns out it wasn't, and it was like manipulative and abusive.
Yeah.
You then after that,
You
you
trust
then
that
would think,
person.
yeah, or you just don't trust yourself
Yeah,
because
no,
you're
that
like,
makes
I
sense,
didn't
yeah.
spot it before, so how can I trust myself to spot it again?
Yeah, that makes
So
sense.
it makes it more likely that then the second time she's trusted Kristen, and then looking back, she's like, whoa, hang on.
Yeah, I think one thing that's, again, I think that's interesting in speaking about it and reviewing it is that I don't think we should place any blame on Emily in not realizing what was going on,
Oh
because
no.
she was clearly being manipulated in
Yeah.
multiple scenarios, right? Because,
Yeah, definitely. It's an emotionally abusive relationship.
yeah, absolutely. Which does add, I guess, the interesting, and I'm saying this purely like from a reader perspective, not that I'd want her to feel like that if she was real ever. But it does add that dimension of she's figuring stuff out and
Yeah.
misremembering things potentially because she's been made to believe certain things.
Yes.
And I do think that dynamic does kind of make it a little bit tricky to read as well. Like,
Yeah, I can, yeah.
yeah, I guess we don't, because we don't really have any more facts than she does.
Yeah, and I do like that because we don't know anything.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes you kind of, as the reader, you know stuff.
A lot of the time, you know more than the
And the
protagonists
characters, yeah.
individually. Yeah.
So it was quite, I think that's why it was a relatively good thriller, because it did keep you like guessing.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't know, I
It
think,
just wasn't as twisty as maybe
yeah,
other
that's, yeah,
thrillers.
it didn't keep me as on edge as others. And I like it when there's a moment where you're just like,
Oh,
oh
shit.
my God.
Yeah,
And often
same.
that is literally my exact reaction. I will do that out loud.
Oh my
You're
God,
just like,
amazing.
oh my God.
Yeah.
Because it's so shocking, and you just the twist comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, that
that's
didn't
not there.
happen here. And I do feel like, I mean, just because of how it's written, I do feel like that's on purpose.
Yeah.
That it's more a case of we figure it out as the reader alongside Emily,
Yes.
and then there isn't like a shock and revelation, because really, as a reader, we suspect that Kristen's the one who's doing some shit from quite early on, because she's never really portrayed as a very, like, there's
No.
always something about her. And the other thing that someone mentioned on Discord, because I was reading through the comments this morning, the trope, like the friendship trope, I guess, of the sort of introvert and extrovert and like the submissive versus dominant personalities
Yeah.
is a little bit, yeah, uncomfortable, I guess. But that's how, you know, I'm not saying that doesn't happen in real life. So I don't think
Yeah.
it's, I just think it's not super like complex.
It's not the worst book I've ever read.
Oh, definitely not.
It's
No.
not the best thriller I've ever read, though.
Yeah, and I do think, like I did, like I said earlier, I think I probably I read a lot of thrillers, so I would judge it
Yeah.
far more harshly than other genres, probably.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot of things to be said about it?
Yeah, there's a lot to say about it. But I think, yeah, so obviously you read a lot of thrillers. I don't read tons of thrillers, but the ones I do read are really good.
Yeah.
Like Steve Cavanagh books, I've mentioned them earlier. So the Eddie Flynn books, which are just fantastic, and every single one of them has a massive twist
Yeah.
that you're just not expecting, and they keep you on the edge of your seat until right at the very end, and that sets a very high bar
Yeah, true.
for what you expect from thrillers.
Yeah.
But if anyone hasn't read any of the Steve Cavanagh books, they're like courtroom dramas where the main character Eddie Flynn is a lawyer who used to be a con man, which adds another dynamic, and it's just, oh, they're just so good. And you
Yeah,
don't have
good.
to, there is an order, but you don't have to read them in order.
Yeah, I just read a random one.
Yeah. If you're gonna pick up one to read, get 50/50
That's the one I've read.
or 13 are both brilliant. 50/50 is two twin sisters on trial for the
Very
same
good.
murder, and they're both accusing the other one. It's brilliant.
It's
And then
great.
13, the tagline, which the tagline alone, here is another reason why I would pick up a book without reading the blurb, because this tagline, the serial killer is not on trial, he's on the jury. So you know from the start that one of the jury members is
Is
the
the
killer,
killer, but you
and
don't know who.
there's chapters from their perspective as well, and oh, and
So
somehow, even though
clever.
you know all that from the first page, it still keeps you on the edge of your seat. It's brilliant, and he's really, really lovely. I went to an event
Oh,
in.
yes, you've met him.
But he's really lovely. He's really nice. So yeah, there's a recommendation for you. Steve Cavanagh books. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I think as well, like what you said with thrillers, I think the different like tropes and depending on how twisty you want it to be, like do you
Yeah.
want to be surprised or do you want to work it out alongside people? Like
Yeah.
it's such a personal thing, right? It just depends on your
It is.
preferences.
Yeah, as someone who generally doesn't like surprises, I love a twisty thriller.
Yeah, true. I've never thought about it that way, but I'm the same.
In every other kind of situation, I have such a fear of the unknown.
Yeah, that's true.
But give me a book, whether it's a thriller or not, I'm like, can't wait to see what
I
happens.
guess it's partially because you know that there's gonna be something that surprises
Yes,
you,
and
right?
you know there's gonna be, you know it's gonna be resolved.
That is another thing that we mentioned briefly before, but I,
Nothing really gets resolved in this book.
yeah, because like, so it gets resolved partially in that there is like a big confrontation at the end where like it gets so dramatic that Emily basically runs away to a different place
Yeah,
with.
she runs to Arizona with a boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know what she thought this was gonna help with.
And then, shock horror, Kristen rocks up in Arizona.
Turns up unannounced once again at breakfast as well. Cruel. And then they like, she pretends to want to like talk things out with her, and I think, and they like go off
They're
into
like,
the
let's go
mountains.
for a hike on this suspiciously cliffy
Yeah.
part of the world.
And you, at that point, I get that it needs a resolution. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But like, everything just goes wrong.
Everything just goes wrong. Yes.
Emily doesn't have a phone.
Yes. It's too perfect.
There is too much that,
Like,
yeah.
there's too much that has fallen into place. And then there's a bit of a scuffle. Is that the right
Yeah.
word to use here?
Yeah.
And she tries to push Kristen off a cliff, which fails. She doesn't manage to push Kristen off a cliff. But then Aaron arrives, superhero Aaron,
In a car.
and in his car and just hits Kristen with his car.
Like,
But then they
supposedly not on purpose. Very hard
supposedly not on
to know
purpose.
again.
But then they both go over the cliff.
Yeah, the car does as well. Which does make
Yes.
you think he's not hit her on purpose.
Yeah. Because surely he's like they've only been together a couple of months. Surely he's not that committed that he's like, I'm gonna Thelma and Louise this
Yeah, well,
situation.
and I also don't think he knows enough
No,
about
he
what
doesn't know
happened at that
anything. He
point.
doesn't know anything about what happened. But he survives.
Yeah,
Whereas
but
Kristen doesn't.
yeah.
And Emily then confesses all those happened
Yes.
and gets a lawyer.
Yeah.
But I think that does leave it with the unreliable narrator kind of situation in that Emily can then say whatever she wants
Yeah, pretty much.
because Kristen's dead.
It's quite an open ending. It leaves us with not really a resolution. Not a complete one, anyway.
No, I mean, it's resolved for Emily because she's fine.
Yeah.
As a reader, do we believe that all of that narration from Emily is true? Which is why I would have liked even just like one paragraph in an epilogue or something that revealed that Emily was actually the mastermind behind it all the whole time.
Or at least something to like tell us what actually happened.
Or if you're going to leave it open ended, even leaving it more open ended. So, like, it leaving it with, like, Kristen was alive or
Oh,
something.
yeah, but then we wouldn't have been happy with that either, would we?
No, but I think it's more dramatic than just it. The ending just felt a bit like, eh. Whereas if something dramatic would have happened,
Yeah.
even literally ending it on a cliffhanger,
Yeah.
I think Emily was just a bit of a wet blanket,
Yeah, I agree.
which is why it would have been really cool for her to turn out to be like a evil
It
genius.
would have been cool for her to like have been the mastermind. Also, a lot of people thought that Aaron was going to be involved in some way.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Or either that, or that like one of the two was gonna like kill him as well. I did go
Yeah.
through reading it a lot that like thinking that Kristen was gonna hurt Aaron. He didn't really have anything to do with it apart from at
He
the
was
end
just
when he was
in the wrong
trying to.
place at the wrong time, wasn't he?
So I just felt bad for him because he seemed
Yeah.
quite nice, really.
He did, yeah.
I just remembered that she worked for like a pet food company.
She did. She worked with a company that sold organic cat food.
Yeah.
Really random detail to have in there.
Right? It just felt like I mean, kind of cool, but.
Overall, I think I gave it like 3 stars
Yeah, I
on
think it's like
Storygraph.
a middle of the road kind of thriller. I think specifically for people who don't read a lot of thrillers or who maybe want something that's a little bit more linear, but aren't expecting a full-on conclusion at the end, I will say.
Yes.
It is good. I don't think I do think it's like a decent thriller, and it's definitely like I read it quite quickly. It definitely kept me entertained. I wasn't at any point like, oh, dreadful. I don't know. Definitely didn't feel
Yeah,
like that.
yeah.
I would like to the point where I think I would like to read some more of the author's books because she seems really cool. And she's written a few more that are sort of in a like a cool kind of setting. So I think I will give another one of her books a go and see. But yeah. Yeah, sort of. 3 star.
Yeah.
Not brilliant, but not definitely not bad. We're
Yeah. Agreed.
in agreement again. I have other recommendations, which if we've got time for a coffee chat, I might talk about. We'll see.
Ooh.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of nice summer thrillers. Maybe we'll try another thriller theme next year. Not summer this time.
Yeah.
Can't repeat, but we'll try another thriller with the book club at some point and we'll see what comes out of it, I guess.
Yes.
But for now,
Definitely.
if you want other thriller recommendations, obviously Steve Cavanagh, but we have thrillers and mysteries channel on Discord where I frequently tell people to read certain books. And a lot of other people do too. We've got quite a few people who really like thrillers. So I'm reading one right now, actually.
Oh, what are you reading?
The It Girl by Ruth Ware, who I
Oh,
really like. Ruth Ware.
yeah.
It's not her newest, but like it came out last year, I think.
Was that on the list? I swear it was on the
Think so.
list.
One of her
Oh
books
no,
probably was
maybe it
like The
was
Woman in
just
Cabin
another.
10 might have been,
Yeah, the
because
Woman in Cabin 10.
that's like a thrilling summer book. Yeah, I'll throw that in as a recommendation. That's quite That's a good book. It's not my favorite of hers, but it is good. Her books are definitely a bit more twisty.
We love Twisty.
We love twisty, dark and
We're
twisty.
like Meredith and Christina,
Yeah.
Twisted Sisters.
That's how I like my books, like Meredith and Christina.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to our
Yeah.
discussion today. We hope it made some sense.
Hopefully.
And yeah, let us know what you thought about the book if you've read it.
Any other thriller recommendations? Let
Yes,
us know.
they're always welcome.
And if anyone wants to talk about Steve Cavanagh books, message me because I love Steve Cavanagh books.
Yeah, I do need to read some more of them.
You do. My sister's got all of mine at the moment.
I'll borrow them
She's
after she's
working her
read
way through. Yeah, you can.
them. Yeah, because they don't have a slot on your shelves at the minute, so.
No, I have to rearrange my bookshelves. So yeah, you can take us so I can put off rearranging my bookshelves for a little while longer.
Anyway, so yeah, thank you for listening to us and our
Yes.
ramblings. And you can find us and Jen in all the various places linked below in the episode description. And if you want to join the book club, please do.
You should.
And
It's great.
you can listen to us ramble even more in our coffee chats on Patreon. Is so if you'd like to support us there,
They're very entertaining.
they are, yes, very random, very entertaining, and there's quite a lot already out for you to listen to if you join us, so
Highly recommend. We're not biased.
no, not at all. Not biased at all.
At all.
We love listening to ourselves, apparently.
Not biased at all. Don't be suspicious. That's
Being business.
Emily and Kristen on their way home from
What?
the
Don't be
holiday.
suspicious.
Don't be
Be
suspicious.
suspicious.
Don't
Don't
be
be
suspicious.
suspicious.
And also the Kristen. Nobody's gonna know, Emily.
They're gonna know.
How will they know?
Because of the shallow grave and weather.
Yes, weather. Anyway, enough of the TikTok audios. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Please come back soon.
Bye.
Bye.
May is the perfect month to join in with the book club if you've been enjoying the podcast. This month's theme is science and fiction, and we're reading Anatomy, a Love Story by Dana Schwartz.